Right. I would like to ask the granddaughter if you would come on up, if you feel okay to, if you're, we're not forcing you. We'd like to speak a few things over you. And you said your name was Ashley? Again, Ashley, I just declare over you that there's no accident that you were here tonight. God brought you here. And part of the reason why God brought you here, Ashley, is because I believe that there's just a healing of the heart that God is doing tonight in you. I see the Lord healing you. I see the Lord healing your heart. I see the Lord just something on the inside that God says, I'm restoring you and I'm making you whole. I'm letting you know that it's okay to look to me, that it's okay that I love you, that to almost let you know that he's got a plan with you and he doesn't want you to be bothered by it, but it's something that's good for you, something that he wants to bless you with. I even sense the Lord saying that you are precious to him. God wants you to see yourself from his eyes. The Lord says, I want to open your eyes to see what I see, and that you are valuable to me and that you are precious. You are precious to me, says the Lord. And even tonight, I come against just this, just almost an assignment to kind of keep your head underwater. I just see kind of you trying to come up and just inhale and just something just trying to press you down. And I break that off of you tonight in Jesus' name. And I prophesy life over you in Jesus' name. And I prophesy abundant life over you in the name of the Lord. That not only will you live, but you will live abundantly. That you will enjoy life. And I hear God saying, even at your young age, I'm increasing the quality of your life. I'm going to lift your head, says the Lord. God knows how to lift heads. I'm the lifter of your head in Jesus' name. And some deception, some deception that the enemy wants to whisper in your ears, just this deception, this lie that the enemy wants to lock you. And I break that off as well. And I declare that you are one that you will hear the truth of the Lord. And even so, I hear the Lord saying that you are like a Deborah. And everything that the enemy wanted to use for his purposes, I hear the Lord saying, I will use it for my purposes, for you are one that speaks truth. There's no gray, it's white or black, it's one way or the other. It's straight up, you're straightforward, you speak how you feel. And I hear God saying, I will use that. I will use you and I will have you speak truth. And I will have you speak truth. And I'll teach you how to temper that. I'll mature that gift in you. But you will be one that will be known for speaking truth. And that will open doors for you, says the Lord. We declare that in Jesus' name.
I wanted to add, you've got a kind of a convoluted mind. But there's a stream of logic that sort of flows right through it. You're good at arguing. And I don't mean like nasty arguing, but I mean like debating and seeing fallacies in thinking. You're really good at that. And if you wanted to, you'd be a really good lawyer. Did you tell him that? You really would be a good lawyer. And the other part of that gift is there's a thing about social work's the wrong thing. Standing up for the weak. Advocate. Who said that? Somebody said that. Thank you. That's in you too, advocating for the weaker person. The combination would be very powerful, not just in the legal system, but there are quite a few other areas where that could be used. So this natural attraction you've got to arguing and picking apart other people's statements and all that stuff, that can be misused. But the thing is, the gift of God can be misused, but if it's used correctly, it becomes a powerful thing for the kingdom. And I just want to encourage you, don't look down on yourself. This is a time of empowerment for you, and God's going to give you an articulate voice. Okay? Amen.